Morning, Paul. Is Jacob Trouba okay to go tonight?
Yeah, we expect him to. It's a game time for guys like that.
What are some of the keys to dealing with the Canadians?
Well, an awful lot of speed and quickness to their game. Also, a great amount of patience, right? They won't force that. They're more than willing to defend well and defend hard and use that quickness and let you get frustrated with that, and then they counter on you real quick. So good finishing hands on a lot of their players. Goaltending's been pretty strong for them, so there's lots to handle there. Come on, folks, it was an awful long walk. Not that I need to stay.
We haven't seen Tyler Myers on the ice for a bit. Is there any update on
him? It came with us on the road to Florida and had to leave on a personal family matter with the full blessing of the Winnipeg Jets, and he's still dealing with that now.
Okay, but health-wise, he's still progressing?
Correct.
Okay. I know you talked about Blake Wheeler a bit yesterday. Even though his numbers may be down slightly, could you argue that he's having a better season this year in terms of his overall play?
If I was going to make an argument on that, I would say he's had a more important season for the Winnipeg Jets this year. When you look at what we've asked him to do, so stretches in those games, and these are good young players, but he's on the wing with Patan and Kyle Connor for a lot of games. He played center ice for us when we were really missing players down the middle. I think that, and I would include Mark Scheifele and Dustin Byfuglien here, and I probably talked about it more toward the end to make people aware of it, but you put that man game number up against that schedule, we were in real, real trouble. And if it wasn't for those guys, and it may have looked inconsistent at times, but they would, for us to win some of those games, play so hard, drive so hard, his minutes are up into the 20s and low 20s now, and you know how much he gives each and every night. He was, in a lot of ways, the critical piece to all of this, to survival in that stretch. So his impact on the team. And then, we did it last year, but do it again, bring in young players. And you see the way they fit into our room, how well they're accepted, how they're part of the team. They don't have to go through any of that kind of rookie hazing. And I'm not talking about, I'm talking about just how they fit in the room, how they're made to feel. Your leadership drives that. And Blake been great with Patty, been great with and Dustin, you know, right away took Mo under his wing there. So our leadership's been really important for that.
Naturally, you think he's handled the captaincy pretty well. He's always been a leader with this group, but do you think he's taken even another step in
terms of that? I think he's been fantastic in terms of, he's a very, very intense man, and you've probably all dealt with that after some losses. But he's controlled that very, very well and worked the room and got out to players when he needed to. And when Patty banged one into the back of the net, he was the first guy with an arm around him on the bench. So I think he's done a masterful job.
Josh Morrissey made his debut against the Canadiens about 10 months ago. Does it surprise you at all how far his game has grown in those 10 months?
So yes is the honest answer. When he came back to training camp this year, there would be a list of things that you know that Josh does really well, and you have your list of concerns. And what is special about that is that list of concerns are his strengths. So he's gone back to get pucks. He's been strong down low. He's been physical down low. His reads are at a mature level. He's not trying to find players. I mean, Dustin's a unique player, so there's a lot of good with that, right? Dustin's so strong down low. He ends plays in this corner that don't come over to Josh's side. But he's also up the ice enough that you have to make a lot of reads and recoveries under that puck, and he does it very well. All the things that you thought might take some time haven't. And now I think the things that he brought naturally to the game that we haven't seen a tremendous amount in terms of point production, some of that's power play time. But he will eventually produce on an offensive side as well.
Most young players coming in Josh's situation are trying to steal a job on the third pairing, but because of circumstances, he was able to jump up higher. Is that something where you had to alert him, or did he already come in with that focus saying, there's a job for me if I can steal it there?
You know, it wouldn't have put any kind of that, not even pressure, I wouldn't have handed that guarantee out, and I wasn't here when he came to training camp, but he would have had to have earned it, right? Or he just wouldn't have been able to function in that role. So he, and again, Dustin deserves some credit with that. He very early on, Dustin said, give me the kid. I'd like to play with him. And that set a lot of things into the right places. And having a veteran guy willing and interested. Now, Dustin's a smart guy. He could see the quality of game that Josh was bringing and wanted to be a part of that. But he wouldn't have got it. If he couldn't have maintained it for the first five games, he just would have slid further down. He's where he is because he's earned it.
How do you think Drew Stafford handled the extra responsibility the other night?
Really well. So we know going back to last year, and when you think there was a stretch of games just before Christmas that those three played together, it was really where Nicky came in, had some points, and then really got quiet for a while. Those three went back together, and they were a real good line. So I think he fits right in. Veteran guy that understands his game. He can make those little bump back plays to Buff on the goal. Puck control in the offensive zone. He reads the game well enough that his foot speed, I mean, he's not the fastest guy on the ice, but he's smart enough to get to the right spot, so he fit very well with him.
Paul, you mentioned the 32 games in 60 days and how you weathered that. Since then, your record's been pretty good. Is that, would you say that's a product of having the rest and recovery time and more practice time?
I think all of it. We're a healthier team. We've got a little bit more practice time. We're a little better rested. We've still got some now important pieces out of our lineup, but it doesn't seem when you walk into our room that you don't know all the faces, right? There's having two or three, even if they're key guys out, you don't want to have to weather that all year, but you're going to have to. Everybody's going to have to go through it over a 10-game block. That's different than seven guys out and the numbers that we were putting up in that schedule.